Hey, good morning and welcome to the Seven Figure Service Business Program. My name is John Stevenson and today I want to talk about what if you don't like selling door-to-door sales? Well, most of the time I just say suck it up and do it anyways because you'll make a ton of money, okay? I get it. No one likes to do door-to-door sales, right? Well, guess what? The way I do it makes it super easy, okay? Super easy. Really, really easy, guys. I'm telling you. I understand what it's like. You don't want to get rejected. You don't want to make the other people feel like they're being sold to and they you know, the way I do it and the way you will learn to do it will not be that way. You walk in and people are totally cool and people like that you came in. Like you will leave there with a good feeling and they will have a good feeling. Like the whole process will be good. Okay. And it's super, super easy. Okay. You literally just go in and say, hey, my name's John with Window Agency. Would love to clean your windows. Cost would be like $12 every other week. We take care of a lot of the customers around here. Thought you might be interested. Okay, that's kind of the key part. We thought you might be interested. Kind of like a really just easy in saying, hey, would you be interested? No, I'm not making that. That's too forward. I just say, hey, we thought you might be interested. And so that's so easy to open. And they'll say, oh, yeah, sure. Give me a price. That's typically what 99% of them says. And so, all right, great. So I'll just throw the price on there, hand them the flyer and say, does this sound like something you might be interested in? And they'll be like, yeah, let me talk to my boss. Let me talk to my partner, whatever. And it says, all right, great, great, great. So do you have a card? Cause I can just send this to you and you'll see all of our insurance and everything and give you all the information for our company. And they're like, oh yeah, cool. So basically they give you their card. Now you have all their information. You can literally throw it in Customer Factor and send them the estimate, and it has your insurance, has your license, has your references, has pictures, has everything. And you don't have to do much work. Once you set it up, it's just set up and you can just throw in a price and press send. It's so easy. And you look super, super professional, especially when it's only for like 14 bucks. Who cares about $14 every 2 weeks? Well, guess what? $14 every 2 weeks, is 28 bucks a month. Okay. That is over $300 a year. Okay. I can get 10 of those and that's $3,000 a year. I can get 100 of those, which is pretty dang easy if you think about it. That's 30 grand a year. Okay. It's not hard. That's the way I do it. But guess what? If you don't want to do it, if you don't want to grow your business through sales, let me show you another way. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because I had a conversation with a gentleman today that he just hates sales. He hates it. And he wants to have a way to make money without having to do that. And so basically what I did is I kind of did my backwards process. So the reason why I call it backwards is when I go in and I start a window cleaning business, typically I like starting with commercial just because it's easy, it's cheap, but I can go knock doors and I can literally build a route in literally weeks and make me a ton of money. Okay, it's just easy. I can throw someone on there. It's making me constant income. And then I will go from there and start building the residential route. But if you don't want to do that, if you are sick, if you just really, really are adamant that you are not going to do sales, then here's what we're going to do first is we'll build the residential route, residential division. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to get a commercial van or a commercial truck. You don't have to spend a ton of money. You can spend between $2,000 and $5,000 on the low end and between $5,000 and $10,000 for the high end. Just depends on what kind of capital you got. If you go low end, just make sure it's maintained so you don't have problems with it. Wrap it. If you buy it really, really cheap, wrap it and it'll make it look brand new. So anyways, you can start out that way, put an ad in Craigslist, find some employees and tell them, hey, we're going to pay you 32% of all the jobs, which averages $20 to $30 an hour. You're going to make great money. And here's some videos to watch so you can learn how to wash windows. Okay. I'm telling you guys this, you might laugh, but this is what I did. Okay. I'm not just telling you what you did. I'm telling you what I did. Okay. And it worked. They would watch the videos. They would wash the windows after that and spend 4 or 5 hours practicing. Then they come to me and I just kind of train them a little bit more and say, all right, yeah, you're doing this. Yeah, you're doing good here. And you need to fix this, whatever. And then they're ready. Okay. If you are first starting out, you really need to go out and do a few jobs yourself at least, okay? You need to know what you're looking for as far as what you want your employees to do at the house. Otherwise, you're going to throw them in the van or the truck and they're not going to know what to do. They might not know how to wash a window, but they might not know how to talk to a customer, okay? You need to be able to show them that. And so you need to be willing to at least do that, you know, do the jobs for a week, okay? But if you do that, then you're going to have a standard that is set. And you can hire one guy, bring him in the van or the truck, and you guys go do the residential houses. You know, if you're doing 3 residential houses a day together, that's, you know, $900 or $1,000 a day, you should be able to average $5,000 a week. Okay, you're making great money. At that point, when your partner is very well, you know, they're very well versed, they're up to speed and everything, and they're doing good work, and they've seen you many times with the customer, then it's just time to look for another replacement for you now. You find someone, you put them in there, and they're splitting it with them, even though they're getting paid 32% of the job. 17% goes to the lead guy, and 15% goes to the junior tech. They're both still making over $20 an hour. It's still a really good situation for both of them to be in. And so what happens is you're probably wondering, how am I getting all this business, right? Okay, well, I want to talk to you about some foundational aspects of it first. Okay, now, if you want to do just the residential first, then you're going to start paying for the leads, okay? There are options for you to pay for shared leads, and there are options for you to pay for exclusive leads. The cost per lead is typically $25 to $30. So for instance, if I want $3,000 in business, I'm going to pay $500. If I want $10,000 of business, I'm going to probably pay around $1,800, okay? So if I pay people 32% or $3,200 of that $10,000 to do the work, and I also have the cost of the leads, then that's roughly my total cost is $5,000. So out of the $10,000, I'm spending $5,000 to get the jobs and get the jobs done. I'm netting $5,000 for myself. Okay, obviously if I have 2 crews, I'm netting $10,000 a month for myself. Okay, pretty simple. So if you want to know what those lead sources are, contact me and I'll tell you what they are. Okay. So that is one way to do it. Okay. But there's a lot more to building a business than just that. But if you want to do that, that will work. That will make you money. And then as you start bringing more and more money, and you start stacking it, then you're going to take a small salary. You're going to take, some of that money, and you're going to start hiring salespeople to go out and sell for you and build your commercial routes up. So that's how you do it backwards. You have the revenue coming in from residential side, you're making some money, then you take some money out of that revenue and you hire one sales guy, pay him $400 a week plus 100% commission, and have him start selling and have him strive for between $1,000 and $2,000 in reoccurring revenue every single month. By the end of the year, he'll have 2 routes worth $100,000 each, okay? Totally worth it. You're making $60,000 a route after paying techs to service those routes. You're making $120,000 a year just off your 2 routes. This is why having commercial routes is so important and so lucrative. This is why I don't want you to shy away from it. If you don't want to sell it yourself, which I already showed you how super easy it was, you can hire people to do it, okay, and they can do it for you. And if you wanna do it from the proceeds from your business, then you need to start building your residential site first, okay. So, all right, that is it for today, guys. Thanks for listening, and I hope you're having a terrific week after Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next time.